This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On this early evening? I suppose we call it evening. I don't know what to call it. It's 7:02 in the p.m. McMonagle filling in for Keith. I got you on our 5-hour ride to midnight here on this Monday evening. Ray got Rami on the other side. Your calls at 888-808-1019. And, I think there's a real problem we have in the difference between tough and fake tough. And I'm hearing a lot of complaints that the Knicks aren't fake tough. I don't really give a damn if the Knicks are fake tough. I need them to be real tough. And I have an issue, or concern, should I say, about the toughness of this team. And I've been talking about this since the team was blown up and changed. Since they traded all those draft picks for Bridges, since they acquired Karl Anthony Towns and gave up Randall and DiVincenzo, I've been talking about how this Knicks team was going to not only compete with the Boston Celtics of the world, they were also going to compete with last year's team that was tough and gritty and the city fell in love with, much like we are falling in love with St. John's, and we'll get to them, to a school and a franchise that has been, you could argue basketball, the heartbeat of the city. These two franchises and schools that have been nothing for decades, finally here. And for the Knicks, that team was building. It got to last year, and we loved it. And we loved the toughness, and we loved the effort, and we loved the defense. And this year was going to have to compete with who they were, what kind of basketball they were playing. It felt like a Tibbs team. You knew this was going to be a different dynamic. And we'll get to the coach in a little bit. But not only are they competing with the best teams in the East, which they have completely failed against, but they'll be competing a little bit against last year's team because we never saw it come to fruition, right? It was injuries. It fell down the stretch. There was all kinds of, issues. Obviously, that team fell apart by the end. You felt they were better. than the Pacers, but ultimately just attrition and everybody going down. And we never actually saw Randall, obviously never comes back. We never got to see what that team we saw in January last year, what that team could be. And now we're trying to figure out what this team is. And we think we have found some sort of insight into who they are and what kind of toughness they are, because now they've handled this Draymond Green situation on the floor after the game. I don't need them to be tough guys and, you know, get their ass kicked and then walk off the floor. Oh, is that what tough guys do? The tough guys get their ass kicked during the game and then say, hey, you know, we're going to get, let's not talk to Draymond Green. He said nasty things about Karl Anthony Towns, our teammate. Let's just get off the floor. Because I remember, I mean, I know we like to harken back. I heard all the calls. I hear everybody. I know I take them. Everyone loves the 90s Knicks. So do I. I grew up on them. But if you want to talk about Oakley and Mason and Starks, let's talk about on the field. Or on the court, rather, excuse me. Let's talk about how tough they were on the court. Not after the game, even. You want to harken back to that age? How about the Detroit Pistons? Right, I was just watching the Jordan documentary again because it makes me feel like home. I don't know why. It brings me back to my childhood. But how about the Pistons and how tough they were? With Laimbeer and what they were on the court. What happened? What's their down moment? What's the moment everyone remembers of the Detroit Pistons? Walking off the field, walking off the court. I got to say, if I say it one more time, I'm getting fined. Walk off the court without shaking the hands of the Bulls as they lost to them in the 91 Eastern Conference Finals. That's fake tough. Fake tough. I'm not looking for fake tough. And I'll be totally honest with you, this whole Draymond Green thing for me has been blown way out of proportion. Way out of proportion. Because this never, from the minute the words left his mouth on his podcast to the final layup that was the dagger in the game, which is what pisses me off, not what happened after the game. But at any of this time, did Karl Anthony Towns or the New York Knicks were under fire, had to answer a single question. This was not a legitimate thing. This is from a player who everybody rolls their eyes at everything he says, and the minute the words left his mouth that he was ducking Jimmy Butler, the entire collective NBA universe said, oh my God, what a moron. Like, this was never, wow, you think he's doing it? You think he's actually, I mean, that's what he's hearing. He's you know, he's been around the league for forever. I mean, maybe he is joking to me. But, like, nobody said that. And then once we all knew why he was missing, this is a non-story. It's a non-story. Sure, does Karl Anthony Towns feel a way about it? Then step up and win the game. And that's where we have the issue. Where we have the issue is whether or not this team is capable, and I know they're down Brunson, but at the end of that game, where when they were double-teaming and triple-teaming Karl Anthony Towns, where were the options to go get buckets to beat this team? Where were the options to go get buckets? And we can complain about, oh, they should have thrown someone into the first row. Oh, there should have been some elbows. This was an opportunity to show they're tough. This isn't the 1990s. It isn't. It isn't, and it's not necessarily their game. Do you have to have some of that in you? Yes. Are you looking to have a little bit of that in you? Of course. Is it what Tibbs, and this is where I start to question the coach, because is it what Tibbs typically instills in his team? Yeah. And that's going to start to be a narrative, because we've already seen his own team and his players question his biggest liability, which is the minutes and how he handles the bench. And now we're questioning all of us collectively off of a couple of handshakes. We are questioning whether or not this team is tough enough. And we know we're questioning their defensive effort because it's not been there all year. So a Tibbs team that doesn't play defense, we question its toughness, and we all know the minutes are a problem. So his biggest weakness is as prevalent as ever, and the two strengths don't seem to be there. That's my problem. Not whether or not they all got together and said, let's not shake hands because we, you know, our friend is hurt. It's just so stupid. That's fake tough guy stuff. That's, you know what? I'm sorry. When he steps on the floor, goes around you to the basket to have a layup that solidifies the game, you know what? He's earned that handshake. He's earned the running of the mouth. And he's earned his moment. That's it. He won the game. I don't understand. Like, I have real questions about whether or not This team is tough enough. And you know when it presents itself? Do you know when I worry about this team? Do you know when I question their toughness and who they are and the collective nature of it and that this is like a group? And we just heard James Dolan on a podcast talking about this is the beginning of the team. We're just putting this team together. It's going to be a long run with this group of players. You know, there isn't, I mean, anything is possible, but they are not bringing another superstar. There's not going to be a dramatic change to this team. This is the group moving forward for the next handful of years and to see if they can finally overcome what's been eluding this team since 1973. Like, can they go win an NBA championship with this group? And we can question their toughness all we want over a Western Conference team that's had some good moments. And sure, the great player who was one pick away from being selected by the Knicks has come to the Garden. Was he 13-1? He dances all over the place. He hits threes for forever. It's a big party. You know how many, you want to start collecting a list of superstars who came to Madison Square Garden and had a party? It goes on forever. It goes on forever.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What shouldn't change is whether or not the Knicks greet them after the party. It's whether or not they're going to stop them from having the party. That's the issue. I don't have issue whether or not they're shaking hands. I have a problem with the toughness of this team when I watch them get blown out in the first half of every single big time game and question mark game and step up game that they have played all year. Every time they've seen the Celtics, every time they've seen the Cavs. That's when I question their toughness. Not whether or not they're throwing elbows and cheap shots and treating it like it's 1992. It's not. It's not. And we can talk about all we want to go back to 1992. Here's something for you in case you forgot. They didn't win either. We celebrate that era of Nick basketball like it's the golden age, you know, of NBA basketball. It didn't. The Knicks made one NBA Finals and they lost. I'm not trying to dog that team, but I'm tired of being compared to them. I'm tired of the Yankees getting compared to the Dynasty Yankees. At least they won 5 championships. You're going to compare the Nick era to the, hey, could never get Pat another great one. Like, that's the era we're trying to constantly get back to. How about something new? How about something different? How about a team that's tough, but also a team that can score in today's NBA? Getting so hung up on whether or not the coach was shaking hands with a guy who says whatever he wants, and the second it comes out of his mouth, no one takes it serious. Everybody knows. Everyone knows where Karl Anthony Towns was. Everyone knows where Kat was. Everyone knows this guy's an idiot. Nobody takes him for real. Not this team. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't under pressure. He wasn't asked about this. This was a nothing issue other than another guy who typically runs his mouth, running his mouth again against me. And yeah, Karl Anthony Towns played with a physical aggression that we haven't seen from him a lot. And you'd like to see more of it. But the idea that his teammates let him down, or that there's some sort of collective toughness issue, or that they're not cohesive as a team because they went out on the floor graciously and shook hands with the team that just beat them, like they're supposed to storm off the court again, a la the 1991 Detroit Pistons, who kept Isaiah Thomas off the dream team. I can go back to the 90s too. I got analogies from that era as well. Like I'm concerned about the aggressive nature of Bridges getting to the foul line. I'm concerned about him going to the basket. I'm concerned about him fighting through screens. I'm not concerned with who he shakes his hands with after the game has been played, after the Knicks just lost. I don't want to lose the game. I don't need to be bad sportsman after. That's fake tough guy. This is what we're complaining about? Like, honestly, this is what we're complaining about. We're complaining about the New York Knicks losing a basketball game and then not going out on the floor and somehow acknowledging stupid comments that don't deserve to be acknowledged and walk off the court like at least they'd be together. At least they'd be together as sore losers. As sore losers. Why don't you beat him and let him walk off the floor like a fool and shut him up that way instead of, let's ignore him. That'll prove our point. Let's go into their building, get our ass kicked, have him score the game-winning layup dagger, and then we'll just ignore him and we'll all feel better about things. At least they had an opportunity to show they were tough. Like, this team is more talented than last year's team. But there are questions about their defense, about their physical nature, about their toughness. And right now, obviously, without Brunson, who the hell is going to score a basket? So I'm not saying I don't have these questions. What I'm saying is we're letting these questions manifest themselves in the wrong way. Who gives a damn about what happens after the loss? I care about what happens on the basketball court. And this Knicks team, especially without Brunson, has to find answers for baskets. They need to be better defensively. They need to be better defensively on the perimeter. Mikal Bridges needs to fight through some damn screens. He needs to be the same defensive player he was in Brooklyn and the same defensive player he was in Phoenix. And then you got, I'm sorry, as much as I love the coach, and I don't think the coach should be fired, this kind of narrative is when we start talking about the coach. This noise around the fan base and the toughness is when we're going to start to really wonder what this coach is, because let's be honest, that's who he is. When you think of a Tibbs team, what do you think? Tough, defensive. This team, those are its two biggest weaknesses. Now, we could talk about the players they've added. Mikal Bridges isn't tough. He's tough enough to stand up to the coach about minutes. You talk about Karl Anthony Towns. Well, when someone questions his dedication or his manlihood or whatever you want to say, Draymond Green questioned, he was tough. This team doesn't have that same grittiness, that same fight, that same togetherness as last year's team. And now it's really starting to manifest itself. And when you see Brunson goes down, it's even more obvious because they can't rely on the amount of talent they have. You're going to have to dig deep. Not with elbows, not with knees, not with throwing guys into the second row. It's a different NBA. They need to figure out how to find their game in the tough moments. Not find the locker room as soon as the final whistle blows because they can't shake hands. My last concern is who's shaking hands with someone who said something ridiculous from a guy who says nothing but ridiculous things. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you, filling in for Keith. Got you all the way until midnight, our five-hour midnight ride, or tonight's case, ride to midnight. We'll get a bit. We'll talk about the Johnnies, obviously, as they have completed the turnaround, the number two seed in the tournament, ready to go with Rick Pitino. We'll talk about the matchups they face. Can they beat Florida if they're lucky to get so far, as everyone seems to think Florida is the best team in the country, the way they played the last 3 weeks or so. We'll get to that. We'll get to the more Yankee injuries. Another impressive performance from a Mets starting pitcher. It's getting ridiculous now. It's getting ridiculous now as we are just 10 days away from opening day. And no, I don't count what the Dodgers and the Cubs are about to do in less than 12 hours. But we'll get to it all. McMonagle here with you, filling in for Keith. 888-808-1019. Your call's next as we ride all the way to midnight on this Monday evening on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.